Sort of sharing our best practices, perhaps, and things like that. I know you wanted to discuss that for a little bit, but I did raise that with everybody on the call just now. And then another thing which I think could be of importance down the road is, the report came out recently from the police where they did their own internal investigation of how they handled the crowd control tactics. And then the agency that has been working, or the contractor that's been working with the Justice Department to oversee some of these things, reported back on that and said that they kind of painted things in too nice of a light, and that there should have been more criticism as to how they handle things. And one of the things they've pointed out, and something that they pointed out over time, is that Portland is one of, I believe, the only city out of the 45 largest cities in the country that does not have body cameras. And for a lot of these things, body cameras could add a level of accountability, as well as a level of review. So right now, whenever there's a use of force, people have to go back from memory and write those reports. And then a supervisor has to review those reports and file some sort of after action report. I'm sure that's not quite how it goes, but it's something along those lines. But with body cameras, there's a way to actually review these things, helpful to make sure people are accountable for their actions. Certainly with some of the both criminal and civil lawsuits we've seen around the country, the body cameras have been very useful in pointing out some of the things that the police have done incorrectly and overstepped their authority on. And so the recommendation from this outside review group was to, and it has been for some time, for the city to institute some sort of body camera program. And as y'all remember from about a couple of years ago, we had a visitor from the Portland police that was talking about the initial steps. There was some funding to do a trial of a body camera program, and they were sort of trying to figure out the policies behind it. And they spoke with the CRC for some time to get feedback on the policies. I know that the PSEP and Lockiana Drury worked on some of that, kind of the broad outlines of some policies that could be in place. And so people are kind of have been pushing for this from the various angles, but nothing's happened yet. So perhaps we can, or at least I would like to work on that just to make sure that there's that extra level of accountability as well. I think it's pretty important. So I'm not sure what the holdup is, but perhaps we can work on that. Shayna, I'll find that link for you. Are you talking about the report from the outside?
It's the OIR.
Yeah. So I'll find that. Shayna, do you want to fill us in a little bit, maybe the questions you've had?
Oh, sure. I have the link. I know it was sent to us, but I always just like anytime we're referencing something, just for anybody who's here, and also just for quick access. But yeah, sorry I'm late, everyone. Just totally got lost track of time. I'm really sorry about that.
Okay, we're just chitty-chatting.
Did anybody update you about last night, Vadim? We missed you. We did a lot of onboarding, and there was some discussion in terms of Candace kind of giving some direction where she'd like us to focus here. So I don't know if Julie or Irene, anybody had shared with you about that.
I had to leave early, so I missed that part.
Oh, did you miss that part, Julie? Oh, yeah, okay. I can update both y'all then.
That'd be great.
On that. So, no problem. So the conversation we had really was, because again, going back to, what's been shared, Vadim has said it, Candace has said it, the likelihood that with the new group that's coming in, they're going to be coming to us and asking us specifically for feedback, on what worked, what didn't work. And so I think a lot of the conversation that I've heard us talking about in this space over the past couple of meetings really has been looking externally to what's been working in other organizations, jurisdictions, in terms of how these bodies have been operating and making suggestions based on that. But what Candace is asking us to do is to look at the governing document that governs the CRC specifically. So I don't know what that document is, if Irene or Vadim or, you know, Julie, or I feel like Mr. Handelman would probably have it. Throw it in the link, but I think if we could start maybe assigning portions to that and dissecting that document and identifying the language, you know, and what things are actually good and what things are not, and what things have not been, you know, applied. And thank you, Irene. So the city code article 9035. So I think just using this as a work group to really start dissecting and maybe even come up with a report, kind of like crowd control has a report, we can have a report based on recommendations of the city code, you know, of what's working and what's not based on how we've applied it in this space. So that's kind of the charge that Candace has asked us to kind of set forth and do. I don't know how large the document is, so I don't know if y'all want to, like, if we can share a screen and look at it together. And, you know, I don't know if it's long or short.
It's not very long. It's a few paragraphs here and there about the different duties. But yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's a city code for the CRC, if I remember. I mean, I've read through it over time, I guess, but there's other areas in the code, I think, referring to it, but this is certainly one of them. Yeah, I think it would take a little bit of time to just compile all that stuff. There's parts in there about, you know, the duties and things like that, or the CRC. I think there's more than just this particular chapter, but this is certainly part of it.
So Mr. Handelman in the chat is saying, I suggest looking both at the city code, but also the protocols that CRC uses. Yeah. So I'm seeing three different articles. So 9035, and then 176996, and then 27455. So, and then any other related articles. And then I think from the standpoint, Vadim, that you've brought up in terms of looking at other areas or issues of concerns, I think that's where we could have a recommendations list in terms of, you know, here's how it's been done, or maybe this is what's lacking, and here's what we've been able to identify as being outside entities that seem to have a workable model, or at least closer to where we need to get, you know, direct your focus over there. So I think that Jim's saying these all appear to be procedural, but do not address how the CRC can address specific substantive topics. So, I mean, I feel like all these are areas that we can really kind of dig into by starting to look at the document and making recommendations, and then going into addressing substantive issues as well, right? So
yeah, I think
that's all think about that.
Yeah. And then probably once we start looking at this and, you know, things come up and we need more information, then we can kind of go down that path as well. So that's a good start.
Yeah, I think it actually it's a very nice place to start. And some of the other ideas that we had that we haven't kind of gotten started on for whatever reason, they might feel like the time is right after we do this. You know, for example, if we do a survey of, you know, CRC members or any sort of like kind of review of other bodies or whatever we do next, it seems like this is the right place to start.
Yeah. Do you want to maybe look at the document together since we have the links here, and we can kind of peruse it and figure out how we want to start jumping in? Because, you know, I'm wondering, like, do we want to use, if we're using these as work group sessions, you know, do we want to go section by section all together? Do we want to divide out sections? Because we also have community members who are part of our subgroup here. So I'd really love to hear, you know, what are their thoughts about how to get through this document?
Yeah, I think that's a good first start. Going through the document directly right now, piece by piece, we might not be able to get a lot accomplished in the next 30 minutes, but let's at least hear, maybe there's some other proposals from the attendees here about whether those things are of interest as well as maybe any other things. And I also want to welcome Trudy. Hi, Trudy. Would anybody have thoughts about what was just mentioned, as well as just any other general thoughts about the direction of this subcommittee? I don't know, Jim, you've kind of posted that message about the procedural aspects of that. I see.
Yeah, I did, and looking at Irene's link, it's also how do we elect people, how do we engage with the IPR and things like that, whereas you introduced this by saying, how do we want to deal with substance such as what can we do about making recommendations about the right thing to do about crowd control? What is it that we expect this new rethinking accountability panel to be able to do? Those are substantive for me rather than procedural. And when I look at the title of this particular subcommittee, that's what I think about, is what substantive policy matters. Can a CRC subcommittee make statements about, make recommendations about, which I think is something worthwhile.
Thank you, Jim.
Are you comfortable with us exploring the current policies on the books right now, or you wanting to discuss other things?
All of the above. Has
to. Oh, cool. Cool.
Yeah. By the way, I'm sort of an in-between kind of person. I'm a community member, but I'm also an alternate for the CRC. And if I get on, I'll want to be on this committee.
Awesome.
Great. And Mr. Hamlin, yeah, I see you have your hand raised.
Yeah, first of all, I just want you to know I have to leave in about 3 minutes, but I'm glad Trudy's here. I think that in addition to looking at what's written on the page, you can just sort of also verbalize what you think is working in the system. For me, and this is also something that's actually in the city code, but for me, one of the most important things I want to see carried over into the new system, selfishly, is that the CRC is allowed to take a vote, or is actually required by the code to take public input before they vote. And I think that's really important for the new system. So those kinds of things, broadly speaking, and what Mr. Kahan is saying about the how do you come up with policies such as crowd control, there's an entire protocol about policy reviews that this work group should be familiar with. But certainly the crowd control work group knows that they have to take their draft policy and present it to the whole CRC. They made a point last night that they're going to bring it to the CRC. I disagree with what Chair Avalos said, that the CRC should be a rubber stamp. Debbie Iona raised the point that the public might have something to say, other CRC members might have something to say, and then the work group can say, okay, well, we agree to make an amendment. I don't think it has to necessarily go back for more work. I think if the work group is amenable to the changes, that CRC can make the changes on the fly and vote on the document right there. But that's going to be one of the most important things that the new board is going to be able to do, is make recommendations around policy. And I believe that the ballot measure said that if the Bureau refuses to take their recommendation, it's going to go to City Council.
Yeah, that's my recollection too. Yeah. That's so. I like that general framework there. You know, we start with what's already in place, the city code, and then work within our own work group as well as the general CRC membership to find out what's working, what's not working, from a both process, but also leading to, you know, substantive sort of outcomes, and then make recommendations flowing from that. It's a little hard to do the substantive piece of it because this new board has, at least per the charter amendment, so much authority, and of course some of that is going to be challenged in courts and through arbitration and things like that. But certainly I'll have way more authority than the CRC ever did. So with respect to like making substantive recommendations, we have to, I think in my mind at least, walk a fine line with that, because they may choose to have like a much broader authority than we think we've had, or our recommendations may pertain to it. But I do like that general framework though.
Buddy, may I clarify a little bit? When I talk about procedural versus substantive, when I say procedural, I'm talking about internal to how the CRC does business. If the CRC wants to make a statement about how this other group should do business, that for us is substantive, not procedural. So what from what you were just talking about, that we have some, we want to see what they're going to address, what sort of things they're going to do and how they're going to decide. From the CRC perspective, that's a substantive thing that we as a policy body might want to make recommendations about.
Got it.
And I know that this is policy and outreach, and I'll just throw this out there. I think I've shared in other spaces that in order for IPR to have reached the masses the way that we just never had the money to and the political will to do that, there are other cities like Seattle and Denver, Colorado, just other comparable cities in terms of population have, you know, at least three or four or up to five outreach people doing different work in schools with the youth, with the broader community. And within my job, I've been doing all the outreach plus onboarding new members, recruiting. I think I just ran my 14th recruitment in 12 years for volunteers. And each one of those, as you know, we're just talking about the new board, of course, it takes a lot of time. But for those of you who have been through more than one CRC application process, it's very time intensive. And so basically I've been holding the job of about three people. And so when this new organization, this new group of people start to do the outreach for the community, that they are properly funded and that they have the amount of money, people, resources, whatever it takes to do the outreach that needs to happen.
Is there anything in these codes, Irene, that talk about specifically like the outreach process of CRC and recruitment of members?
There is the, you know, kind of the role of the CRC with outreach, mm-hmm. but not really. I mean, it's just because I have 20 years of outreach. When I stepped into my role, I just like hit the ground running, right. But not really. And it's always up to the discretion of the IPR director, mm-hmm. as to how much outreach is done. I know when I came in, and Dan can probably remember those days, there was an outreach coordinator, but that outreach coordinator was on the front lines helping the investigators because they were, again, very short staff.
Mm-hmm.
And so until I came to work for IPR in 2009, the leadership at the time said that until then, there was no outreach to the community. And like, there have been times in my life when I was completely exhausted and could barely function because I'm trying to be at early meetings, stay late at different meetings, and trying to, you know, do the work of three people. So I loved it. I still love it, but it's not the best setup.
No good deed goes unpunished.
Right.
Well, it sounds like there's a, just going back to, is it Mr. Cahan? How do you pronounce your last name?
The way I talk about, thank you for asking. The correct pronunciation is leave off either A.
Con?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I was like, this is a trick here. So Mr. Con was saying, you know, with the substantive pieces, you know, it sounds like in terms of how we actually are doing things, outreach is a major part of CRC business and in terms of what happens with IPR. So it definitely seems like there's opportunities for us to inject kind of the realities of what's happening with regards to programming and be able to make those recommendations based on what's also missing from the documents as well. Because
sorry.
So I'm just saying that generally when people try to sustain or substantiate something, they always go to what's in writing, right? And that's what tends to get funded, that tends to get enforced, that's what, you know, gets justified. And so I think we have an opportunity here to certainly look very broadly as well as very detailed to, you know, what is and what isn't, and both for the positive and the negative in terms of how we're doing it. I also, yeah, that's all I got. Julie?
Let me, go ahead, Julie, sorry.
No, you can go ahead.
I just want to recognize that Jessica came on this meeting. So hi, Jessica. All right.
Hi, welcome, Jessica. I'm glad you could make it.
I guess I have a question about the ballot measure. I'm just still confused about, you know, the thrust of the ballot measure is about the board, right? And that's the CRC that they're kind of, or for all practical purposes, that they're talking about. But I don't really understand. I mean, but IPR is not the board. And I don't really understand the sort of, it seems to me that there's like this conflation of IPR and CRC in terms of some people's kind of understandings to the response to how this is going to be responded to, but I don't understand why that's the case.
Well, let me take my little shot at that. Sorry, Jim, but as I understand it, IPR will disappear in when this new board comes on, and this new board will replace the IPR. So it will be the CRC, but it'll be a whole organization around them to investigate complaints against the police, to do a host of other things. The budget is 6 times larger than the IPR budget. So that's, in my mind at least, why it's somewhat conflated, because the board will have citizens, community members who will hear these appeals and also possibly hear any kind of employment matters involving the police, internal employment matters, disciplinary matters as a whole, but also there'll be a whole staff doing the kind of work that Irene and other people are currently doing.
Right. So why does that mean that IPR disappears?
Because IPR right now is the dog and the CRC is the tail. And when this new thing comes on, the CRC piece will be the dog, and they will be hiring the investigators who will be the tail. I think that's the biggest shift that I can detect in what's really happening.
And I don't know if this answers your question.
And the budget.
But there will still be a dog and there will still be a tail.
I believe that's correct, only there will be a reversal of roles, giving more dominance to the CRC type of what this group will be. And they will actually control their own investigators.
And there's more say in terms of the findings. And the policy recommendations,
sure.
Right? So in terms of our ability as a body right now to say, why are these things happening? Here are recommendations, and that they need to actually take effect in a real way, or be considered in a real way, or as Mr. Handelman said, or it goes to, you know, the city council immediately. So right now there's a lot of discretion to ignore what the CRC recommends, or, you know, which...
Yeah, no, I understand that part. It's more like, I mean, this body that comes together could recommend the creation of something that looks very much like IPR, but is also very different from IPR.
Yeah.
And so I guess you have to have some of the same components. You just do, or it's not going to be an effect. It would not be an effective body.
So what we're suggesting in this, and what Chairman Avalos has asked us to do, is basically what you're saying, Julie, is identify what are the things that are actually working and earmark that, and identify the things that are not practical, that aren't working, that shouldn't be passed along. And then what are the things that are actually being, that are taking effect but aren't even documented.
Right. Well, and so I guess, and that's what led to my question, because if we're, should we be focusing narrowly on the CRC as it's laid out in code, or should we also be focusing on the IPR component, because those are separate?
I'm down to do both.
Yeah,
I agree with you, Shana.
Yeah.
And our role in this technically is advising this new group, because they're not going to do it. They're going to create the structure of whoever will do it.
Right.
So we're, and a lot of people get this one confused. The 12 or 20 or whoever people are going to be doing this are not themselves going to be doing the job. They're going to be setting up a structure, and how people will be named into that structure is still up for grabs, which means that recommendations can be made on the right way to do it. And I would hope to hell that this rethinking people would deeply engage the CRC, would deeply engage the IPR, and would deeply engage a lot of other organizations inside Portland. Mm-hmm. But they have a free hand. They have to invent that themselves.
So I think in talking with candidates about kind of what our work would look like here is ultimately we take a deep dive into CRC, into IPR, into any other satellite type things that have impact, that we, as we start going down this rabbit hole and we see that there's other codes that are connected and affiliated, you know, we start looking into that and, you know, assessing those things. And once this rethink body is established, then we set up a meeting and we come and present our findings to them and say, here's this document we've created that our body has approved and voted off and community has endorsed, and we are passing it over to you for your consideration with our recommendations and hope you will take it under advisement. Now, obviously, whatever they decide to do is, you know, what they decide, but at least we'll have something that I think could potentially operate in twofold. One acts as both a suggestion for them, but also we're going to still be in effect for at least another 2 years, potentially. So it also can serve as any kind of recommendations we need to have revised or, you know, have reviewed in terms of how we execute our work. And so I don't know the process and procedures for that, but I know y'all are smarter than me and tell me, you know, does that mean we need to set up a meeting with city council? Do we need to vote as a body? I don't know what that entails, but if we find some stuff that's like, why is this even in here? Why are we doing this? Why wait for 2 more years for it to change? If we're still working in real time, there's potentially some things that we might be able to correct or implement.
Okay. Well, part of the problem is CRC and IPR are both sort of lame duckish, which hurts. But you want to get the trust and the ear of this rethinking group, which means you've got to come in with an, I think, CRC, maybe even this subcommittee or the whole, I don't know, I don't care, and say, we have a history, we have experience, we have expertise, and we've been dealing with this, and we know where the flat tires and other things are. So we believe you should listen to us, and we want to engage with you. And I think that will have an effect.
Yeah. Do we know who those people are yet? I know that.
Nobody knows even how they're being selected yet.
Okay.
All right. All right. Well, we may be lame ducks, but there's a lot of, work to be done.
I don't feel like I'm a lame duck. I've been on this committee a year and we got the city council to vote in favor of our recommendation. I'm feeling pretty good.
Lame ducks can still do policy things. There's no question about that. It's just that
a lot of work for us to
Mr.
do.
Mr. Khan, you on team winning, okay? Any team I'm on, I'm winning, team, okay? I need you to get that in your mind.
Okay, I'm doing my best, man.
Okay, so Shana, would you like to kind of take the lead on this, sort of the framework and next steps and so on?
Sure. I mean, I am definitely a collaborator when it comes to kind of looking at how to do process. So I'm really curious to know, because I'm certain everybody in here has collaborated on at least one document before. So I'm certainly interested on what hearing from folks, what would be the best way to approach this. So I think the first step for me would be, you know, let's open up the links and kind of see what it looks like, so we at least kind of have a visual idea together. So Vadim, if you want to, I don't know if I can share my screen or, oh yeah, I can. Okay. So this is the 27455, which was one of the links that was in there. So is this where we should start? This says IPR. So feel free to offer any guidance here. I see CRC appeals, complaint mm-hmm. intake in process.
So that's the general umbrella for IPR, and CRCs that works with it. So I think 5.03, 5.04 deal specifically with a CRC, but there's also going to be snippets here and there within those other documents referring to the CRC here and there.
Okay, and then I opened up, this was the other one that was listed 9043. This is meeting protocols. I mean, so honestly, I feel like is it all just PSF starting at 5.01, you were saying, all the way down to 5.25?
Check PSF's 5.818.
1.8 here.
Is that something like you want to deal with?
I want to deal with all of this.
Yeah.
I want to start with 5.01 and I want to work my way down to 5.25. And everything in between. I just want to know, is there anything else outside of 5.01 and 5.25?
Well, 18 involves policy recommendations. That's why I flagged it.
Okay. But all of this could potentially, because it's all dealing with procedure and policy, as it governs IPR as well as CRC process, we might as well look at all of it.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we could put it into a Google Doc and just like start commenting on it, you know, like this is the worst, or can't imagine a new body without this. And, you know, maybe just start there. I mean, there's not that many of us. It feels like it wouldn't be too unmanageable to do that. I don't know.
There's 7 pages here. So if we break this down into, okay, so 5.02, this document has 3 pages. So I don't know if we want to just start with, okay, where did the thing go? Let's get back here. So this doesn't appear to have a link, but has stuff right into the body. So that potentially would need to be cut and pasted. I'm comfortable just putting all of this together in its own Google Doc with tabs and allowing us to comment. And I know it was mentioned last night about having access to public feedback. So however we can make it open, you know. And then the question is, do we want to go by sections? Like each person is responsible for going through, reading it, making recommendations, and then weighing that? Or do we, as a group, go one section? If there's 25 sections, potentially that could be 25 meetings if we're doing one. I mean, or is that, I've done that before, that did not feel like a good use of time, you know, especially if there's kind of sub parties that could, you know, we could break it up into smaller bodies, you know. What do folks think when they've approached large documents like this?
Maybe we could have like different people take the lead on certain sections, but then everybody can comment on everything. But just to make sure that they're all covered, we assign people to different sections. And then if, you know, you feel passionately about some other sections, you know, you can comment there as well.
I'm good with that. Do you want to just go through 5.01 through 5.25? And so, like, Mr. Khan, you said 5.18 looked good to you because it was policy. Yeah, we can sign you up for that one.
I've got a procedural question for Irene. I'm not a member. Can I still do this?
As I understand, you yes. can, because you're a community.
Yeah, because you're working in a work group. So, yeah.
Okay, in that case, I'll take 518.
Yes. Okay, let me pull the document back up. We can look at it. And okay, cool. So 5118, Mr. Khan.
Okay, this is, let me look a second. This is PSF 5.18. And the document itself is, come on, James, charter code, come on. What's the large, scroll up so I can get the bigger numbers so I can download it myself.
Okay, so let me make it bigger.
I'm looking for the, where do I, PSF, PSFs are a subcategory. Okay, citizen, PSF 5, what is it, a subcommittee of? Portland policy documents.
It says 624444.
624444?
Under city code / article / 62444.
Six, two, four, fours.
All right, so who wants to take 5.01 IPR complaint intake and processing?
I apologize for hopping on late, and I forgive me if this question may have already been answered, but are we applying a particular lens when we're looking at each of these? Are we asking a particular set of questions? Are we looking for what's problematic and what's working? Is there any particular guidance as we move through each of these?
I think that was pretty much everything that everybody brought up in yeah. terms of like what is working, what's not working. And then like Irene also shared that in her case with outreach, you know, there isn't a lot substantively that actually talks about outreach, but it's a major part of how CRC is created. And so also looking for, as we go through this, you know, are there things that are missing that, you know, need to be added because they actually comprise major parts of how we do this business. And so, and then Julie, initially we were talking about CRC, and then Julie said, why don't we also look at IPR because they're both, what we say is part of the same dog. So, yeah. And so a couple of documents were put in the chat. So looking at initial articles, code, you know, that govern, and then realizing that as we start reading, it may reference other codes that then will take us down a different rabbit hole for us to then look and identify and read into and determine, like, is this good? Is this not good? Is it, you know, applicable? This is a pretty big elephant to eat, but you know, the other thing is like, how can we make it manageable? So the thought was, if there's 25 sections, you know, we can sign up for different sections, potentially try to go through one section a meeting. That's 25 weeks. I mean, that might be reasonable to give it the time and attention that it needs if we're going to be doing this for, you know, another 2 years, but I'm certainly open to all the feedback.
Just, I wonder, and maybe you've already discussed this again, I apologize if you have, but maybe generating a set of questions or developing a particular lens that we are assessing each of the policies with so that we can maybe click through them because we're evaluating them sort of across the board around, you know, equity or all of the things that we should maybe be considering.
What kind of questions are coming to mind for you?
Well, I think just coming to some common language of, I mean, I know the the matrix is sort of like, does this, is it working? But like, of course, you know, it may be working for some people and not be working for others, or it might be working in some ways and not in others. So I just wonder if there's maybe a set of questions that we can ask. I don't have them fully developed at this point, but.
Try this, Jessica. Three questions.
Mm-hmm.
We look at the document itself, so 5.18, for example. Are these words, if people were to do it correctly, sufficient, yes or no? If no, how do we fix it? Sub-question, if yes, are they being translated into actions correctly, yes or no? If no, how do we translate it into actions? If yes, are people actually following the letter of what they're supposed to do, yes or no? If yes, do we have a problem? If no, how can we fix that?
Mr. Khan, can you repeat that? I was trying to write it all down while you got
three,
it.
Three levels, basically. Okay. One is the
language,
the document itself. Yes. Do we have a structure? Do we have a well-defined structure? Second, is the structure appropriately broken down into procedural steps? Third, are the procedural steps being correctly followed? In other words, we're looking for where's the weak link.
Right. I just want to get the language down.
And there may be more than one weak link.
Is this sure. Well-defined structure?
Yeah.
Structural language. Okay. And is the structure broken down into procedure?
Proper policies. Well, the way the cops talk it, directives and procedure and procedures and processes. That the okay. Cop language is directives, processes, procedures.
And then the third structure was?
Are people doing the right, are people being given the right guidance, doing the right thing? Do people understand it and can they carry out what they're asked to carry out? Or are they not being trained adequately, or are they bad apples, or is there some human problem that the theoretical stuff doesn't address adequately?
And I don't know where you would add this, but I know having worked at IPR for over a decade, there's a continuous blockage that we come across from beyond the city of Portland and beyond what IPR can do within this structure, like at the state level. And I don't know where you would want to, or if you would want to put that in, but those are some of the things that are major barriers and blocks to moving this work forward.
That's a very valid point. Yeah. Irene, and it comes in the top. You might have the best structure in the world, but if the state won't let you do what it says, then you have a problem.
So I heard, what barriers exist?
External barriers.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about internal barriers? Do we want to?
Well, that's another dimension. For each of these three questions, you could talk about external barriers and internal barriers. So we're now up to six things to look at.
I think
it multiplies like a rabbit.
I personally have to go at one. I have a hard stop, but I'm wondering if maybe we take the first section, or if it's a short one, like a few sections at our next meeting, and do this together. And in the process of doing that, come up with the rubric or the questions, and then assign and do that work.
Good point, Julie. I will put my money where my mouth is and try and do this for 5/18.
Okay.
By next month.
So you want to create a proposed rubric and then walk us through?
I want to use the structure that you and I have been talking about for the past 5 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and apply it to 5/18 as a draft.
Yeah.
The weaknesses of the structure may be revealed when I try and do this. So it may not look like what we're talking about right now, but I'll do the best I can. And if other people could pick one that they are particularly happy wanting to deal with and try and do the same thing, and don't be married to the structure I proposed, you may come up with a better structure as you're thinking about it, then we at least, all of us have something that we've worked on that we could talk about at the next meeting.
I know for me, I don't think I'm ready to take a deep dive into applying the process, but here's where I think I'm somewhere in between you, Mr. Khan, and somewhere with Julie, which is I will add the questions and things that you mentioned into a Google Doc, and next meeting, let's go back and look at tightening up that matrix language. And if you can share with us how you went into 518, and then maybe the next step is as a group, we work on one together, as Julie said, and we can jump off from there. Because I do recognize we all have different learning and process exposure. So I don't want to assume everybody's starting in the same place. So I want to make sure that if we're going to assign things out, people do feel comfortable. That's the teacher in me, you know, making sure everybody feels comfortable to work independently and understand what they're going out to do.
Don't take this as bragging, but I have actually in my career designed accountability boards. And that's
one
that's one of the reasons I want to be on this rethinking.
Yeah.
I've actually done it.
Yeah.
And so that involved the kinds of thinking that I've been talking about the past 10
years. I don't think you heard me. You're going to be teaching us next session.
I did not hear you. And thank you very much.
That's what I'm saying. You bring 518. Okay, you're going to walk us through it.
we're getting closer. I love it. Thank you very much.
I'm ready to learn.
Hey guys, that's the plan then.
Every teacher is ready to learn. Otherwise, you shouldn't be a teacher.
So we're about to hit that 1 p.m. Stop time. So I'm glad we have that together. Jim, 1/5/18 from you in a month. And feel free, you have
an email address
if you want any collaboration or shoot thoughts or whatever. Feel free to reach out.
I will send it to Irene as soon as I can get a draft. It will be a rough draft, and maybe you guys can look at it and get back to me and say, hey, this sucks, but I like this part.
Yeah, another thing that works, and we've kind of skirted along this issue with CRC, but I think we can do it as Google Docs as well. So if you want to put it just online with the link, that's also a possibility. Just throwing that out there, however you want to handle it.
Google Docs seems to hate me.
I think we have our agenda for next
week. I don't use a Gmail account.
I will make sure I'm here on time. I'll set my alarm to be louder, y'all. But it sounds like we can start off with Mr. Khan, if you want to kick us off through your process with Matrix and presenting 118, and we'll have a chance for Q&A with that, and then make sure we understand what that matrix is. And so any questions that arise in the matrix process, we can kind of go through that as a group. I don't know if we'll have time for 5.1, but that might be leading into next meeting in terms of us getting comfortable with the document, coming back and walking through it together. So that might be the next two meetings.
Okay.
Julie, how's that sound?
Sounds good to me.
Jessica?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Trudy? Mr. Handelman? Okay. Vadim?
Sounds good. Still want to push that body camera thing, so I'll work on that on the side thing, but
What is it about the body camera thing specifically you want to... Like, do you want to incorporate it into this process, or is this a separate
policy issue? Just there's been a lot of people calling for it, and certainly it's been instrumental in some investigations of police bureaus around the country recently. And so just if the police did want to go down that road, what would that look like? And CRC worked on that about 2 years ago, but then things kind of stopped. So I want to resuscitate that a little bit.
Can we maybe delegate maybe 20 minutes of next meeting to having a body camera conversation and then dive into the 5.18?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be great.
I definitely would like to engage. I'd like to know, because Mr. Handelman put something in the chat about agreeing to disagree. So I'd definitely like to hear.
I'd like to hear what Dan has to say about that too, because I would have guessed he would agree, and that he disagrees raises a flag for me. I want to know what he's thinking, because he's always right about something in some way.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Good, top of the agenda, body cameras, bottom half of the agenda, 5.18, with Mr. Khan presenting. Y'all are awesome.
All right. Have a good day, everybody. Enjoy the
live.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye.
Take care.
Thank you all. Bye.
Bye.